Welcome to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with intuitive light worker, national speaker, metaphysical teacher, and best-selling author, Lisa Kessler. What is it you want to manifest? Are you looking to increase your income, change careers? Maybe you want to manifest a new home or a new car. Are you ready to bring love into your life? You have come to the right place.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lisa Kessler, and I'm so glad you're here. Since this is our first episode, I thought we should talk about manifesting and what that means, and then we can add the metaphysical element to the mix that takes us from goals and action steps into the law of attraction and making our dreams into our realities. So, according to the dictionary, the word manifest means to make evident or certain by showing or displaying. In other words, to bring something from an idea into something we can all witness, right? You can manifest a car by deciding on the make and the model that you want, pricing them out, and then deciding how much you need to save for the down payment to get a monthly payment you can afford. But what if I told you that process could be shortened? That's where the metaphysical part comes in. The universe wants to give us our dreams, and where our energy goes typically becomes a map. The law of attraction says what we think about, we bring about, but it's a little more complex than that. It's all the energy and effort that we put out and how often we allow ourselves to visualize our dreams as our reality. So I've got some tips today that can help you to get on the right path. First, make a list of things that you would like to manifest. These should be things that you really want, that your heart is set on, that you are so passionate about. How have you lived so long without it? Those kind of things. And make your list. It can be concrete, measurable things like losing 5 pounds, or even a little less tangible, like lowering your anxiety level. But once you have this list, then you're going to try to choose your top two to start with. Sometimes we scatter ourselves and we have so many goals that there's no way that we can put enough energy to any one of them to really accomplish it. And we want to really stay focused. So just pick two. Once you have those two goals, I want you to read them every single day as if you've already completed them. I have that brand new Toyota Prius with red pinstripes. I'm just making this up, but whatever your dream turns out to be. And then next, you're going to take each of those two items and pick five small things that you can do right now this week. Just five. They can be tiny steps in the direction of your goal, but every time you do something toward your goal, it puts that energy out to the universe. It puts that momentum. It makes the universe notice that this is what you really want. And as you mark things off your list, it raises your vibration. Your optimism level just rises up, and that supercharges to the universe that you really want this. This is where your energy is going. And we stop worrying about the things we don't have, and we start getting super focused on the things that we want to bring into reality. This is going to attract the energy that leads you to your end goal. So keep it simple at the beginning and build your confidence and your enthusiasm as you mark those tiny steps off your list. And then when you finish, you can make five more, right? Next up, rituals do help. So come up with small rituals that can welcome spirit in to help you. Try things like crystals, tarot cards, incense, maybe light some candles while you're reading that list as if you already have it. Anything that makes you feel connected. When you get into metaphysical things, it always comes down to your intention and what you believe. And that really is where these rituals come into play, because we get so busy with, you know, TV and paying bills and walking the dogs and all that kind of thing, that we sometimes have a really hard time getting tapped back into spirit. So rituals are a really great way to train our brain that we are focusing on spiritual things now. So if crystals speak to you, set up three crystals in a certain pattern or make a crystal grid. If Incense and candles work really well. Our sense of smell is one of our strongest senses. And when you smell that familiar scent, that tells you, now I'm tapping into spirit. It really helps to get you in that moment. And that leads us to meditating. So once you have, you know, done your rituals, so you're really focused on this goal and you are asking the universe, come on, universe and angels, this is what I need. Then when you meditate, it really can help you to feel like you're not alone. So when things aren't moving as fast as you want them to, remember, you were made for this moment. You're part of something bigger. This is really where the metaphysical side of manifesting really comes in to superpower that law of attraction, because you are leaning on the energy of the universe. And really, we're all made of energy. That's all that is really real. So when you tap into that, it's like you plugged your dreams into a light socket, right? And they're really going to manifest and become real. This is also where my clients usually reach out for help, because dreams don't become real overnight. Sadly, I wish that was true, but I'm not going to lie to you. It's not. But that is exactly why I started mentoring. So I've been reading tarot cards for over a decade, and over the years, I developed a reading that I called the Year Ahead Reading. My clients would receive a card for each month of the coming year, as well as a mantra for the year to help them stay on track. It's a really popular reading. I sell out of spots every year, but I also heard so many returning clients saying, "Guy, I wish I had stuck with it," or "the cards were right on for the year, but I wish I had used the mantra more." And I started to wonder, how much more could everyone have accomplished if they had someone in their corner, sending out energy to the universe on their behalf, visualizing them achieving all their dreams? That's why I started the Metaphysical Manifesting website. We meet for an hour each month and we tap into spirit with tarot cards, channeled readings, and meditation. We look at what worked the previous month and what to focus on for the month ahead. And it has been powerful. One client manifested a new $3,000 customer within hours of our meeting. And another client, with concerns that her business was shrinking, saw growth immediately within the first week of our meeting. I had another client with relationship goals, and she ended up attending gatherings and got out and met people. It was amazing. And another one manifested a job interview in another country. Oh my gosh, I have been so inspired by all their progress. It's been amazing. And that got me to thinking about maybe expanding that energy. What if we had a circle envisioning each person with their goal as a reality? Oh my gosh, talk about supercharging the law of attraction. Oh, so I'm planning a Manifesting Magic Mastermind in 2023. It's going to have limited spots. So if you're interested in joining, there is an application on the website, metaphysicalmanifesting.net. And I'm available to answer questions over Zoom too. Just click the Contact Me button on the website. And gosh, it's going to be amazing. And you can read on the website all the things that are included, but it's going to be 12 weeks that will change your life. It's going to just be amazing. So I'm going to stop saying amazing now. But it will definitely change your life. For sure. So go check that out on the website. And I also still have 2 one-on-one mentoring spots available. So if you would rather have that intimate one-on-one time with me, you can sign up for that on the website as well. And I hope these manifesting tips will help you on your way to achieving your dreams. You deserve to have every single one come true. Abundance, love, and joy are your birthright. That's why we're here. I'm sending you many blessings, and I hope to see you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with Lisa Kessler. If you have questions or comments, or if you'd like to work with Lisa to manifest your dreams, you can connect with her through her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net. That's also where you can claim your free weekly tarot reading and manifesting tips. Make sure you subscribe or follow the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast on your favorite podcasting site so you never miss another episode. As Lisa likes to say, we can make magic when we bring the universe into the equation. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. If you'd like more information about Lisa, Metaphysical Manifestation Mentorship, or the Manifesting Magic Mastermind, visit her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net.